Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, it's Caroline from GThanks Just Bought It, reminding you that in between episodes, you can find me on Instagram at GThanksJustBoughtItPod. You can find products that don't make it onto the episodes and recommendations from listeners like you. So before you start this episode, give it a follow and say hi in the comments. And for a full list of every product we featured on GThanks, visit GThanksJustBoughtIt.com/episodes. See you there. Hello, welcome to another episode of GThanks Just Bought It after a hiatus where I uploaded the wrong audio 1 week and then took 2 weeks off as a vacation. It's a podcast. It's the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss. And of course, I'm joined by my guest co-host,
Sally Tamarkin.
You had weeks to prepare for this moment.
I've never been so excited to say my own name.
Sally Tamarkin. I love it. We have so much to catch up on just because we have not talked in 3 weeks. And also just like the current events are going batty. It is just first of all, let me let you guys know where we are right now in this moment. It is in LA, 6:07 in the morning on September 8th. And just mere minutes ago, the world became aware that the Queen is not doing well in Scotland. And that's one thing. But then another tweet was like, and her whole family is going to Scotland, which we all know what that means. So yeah. All the tweets are going wild. Everyone is talking. Everyone's trying to get their jokes in, us notwithstanding. And so I just want to let everyone know that's where we are, like in real time, mentally, physically, emotionally, sexually, just everything is just in line.
Especially sexually.
It's happening. And in the vein, I debated saying it. I debated not saying it. In the vein that you and I invented pickleball, right? We talk about pickleball. Pickleball's in the New York Times. You know, the real John. We said, oh, we love Hulu because they always have the Housewives and it's like an old faithful. Now they're like, okay, the Housewives are no longer on Hulu anymore. Last week I was in London and I said to Dan, if the Queen dies while we're here, I'm staying because this is just a once in a lifetime, especially for her, event that you don't that you don't want to miss.
Should add in like a rim shot there.
Yeah, you're like and that you don't want to miss. And it's like, you know, it's like a definite where were you, you know? And
definitely.
And so I kind of said jokingly. And not really jokingly, I said, look, if she dies, you can go home without me and I'm going to extend my stay. They cannot kick me out of this hotel. I don't care if someone's coming after us. And that was sort of the end of the conversation. That was a mere 8 days ago. And I could have been there is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I have all the proof that I need that things that you say somehow come into existence. I didn't want to take credit for the Queen thing.
But the power, it's powerful.
It's a lot of power. So we have to be really careful like what we talk about because we'll make it happen. So that's something just to keep in mind going forward.
I know.
In terms of what we want to manifest.
I feel like this is the pilot of like Sabrina the Teenage Podcaster. Like I feel like we have to be really careful because we point these little fingies in the wrong direction and we're just killing monarchy.
Yeah. I mean, we're bringing an entire empire to its knees just with a few idle thoughts. So it's a lot of responsibility.
It's a lot. And I should be and this just makes me realize I should be charging more for ads because,
that's a good
we have this much power over the news cycle. And not only the news cycle, not only a national news cycle, a global news cycle.
A global news cycle. A global news cycle.
Cycle. I need to take this back to the marketing deck and re-up the stats.
No, I mean, I feel like you can definitely charge a lot more when you can impact the future. That just feels like, I mean, I'm not really like, I don't have a head for business, but that does feel clear to me.
Would you say you're not a business head?
I would say I'm not a business head. I have to come clean and say I'm not really a business head.
You're a creative. You're a creative head.
Yeah, I'm a creative. I identify as a creative.
Yeah, I do too. And that's why I haven't realized that I could be monetizing this power. And we just need to hire someone on the business side. Prince Charles could use a job. Maybe he can come and update the deck. We were talking about before we started recording just how Prince Charles sort of gets the least amount of time in this three-person reign situation.
Which might honestly be a relief because from everything I know about the monarchy, and I know a lot because I watched The Crown, it seems like it's a bit of a curse as well as a blessing to be. In 2022, I feel like you don't want to be in charge of a monarchy whose like resume, like the things on the resume are like not great. At all.
Yeah, it's like colonizing and like fetishizing. Is that what it is?
I don't know. Depends on what you're.
Yeah, like how they all like love Africa in like a weird way
but
that you're like
in
stop.
Like scare quotes.
Yeah, and you're like stop saying that because stop
it's like,
doing that.
It's not great, and I can. I think there's probably a good argument to be made that like we've like aged out of the monarchy as just like a universe. It's like we've grown up. It's time. Let's keep it moving. So I don't envy Prince Charles.
No, maybe it should die with the queen.
I think that's – I mean, listen, I don't want to get too deep into geopolitics in this podcast, but that seems like a great idea.
I mean, look – if not a shopping podcast, we are a geopolitical podcast. So.
That's true. I mean, that is how I describe people. Like, what are you up to? And I'm like, oh, I'm. Like, it's really cool. I'm getting to co-host one of my favorite geopolitical podcasts.
Geopolitical pickleball shopping podcast. The Real John Max.
Yeah.
So I know that like the Real John Max will be giving the Queen's eulogy.
Absolutely. I mean, that's been decided. That's decided. All we do is text about the Real John Max and laugh at our own jokes.
It's so true. I really hope people like it.
I do too. Especially because it's all I think about or care about anymore. One thing I do want to do is I want to like ghostwrite his book on like how to succeed in business. I want to basically write that as the Real John Max. And I feel like we could maybe crowdfund that.
I love that. I think that's a great idea. Talk about things that we want to speak into existence. I think we need Sally. If Bill Simon and Bill Schuster are listening and want to get the bills of publishing as they're known and want to give Sally some money. And you know what, honestly, Sally, like, I don't mean to speak for you, but I think you would do this for free.
I would pay to do it.
You would pay to do it.
I would pay to do it. Yeah.
And the Real John Max, we know that you listen. We know that you send all the fan mail that comes from our house. We know that you postmark it and send it from various mailboxes across the world. And we appreciate you. But we know you're listening. So if you need a ghostwriter, that's a job for Sally. And name your price because she will pay. And I will buy the book. So we have kind of the cycle now is complete, you know?
Yeah.
We have the story.
We've spoken into existence.
Exactly. Right. And we know that it will sell at least one copy. Or I'll buy a few. Yeah. I'll sign them myself.
For gifts.
And so, for gifts. Right. Exactly. Everyone in their stocking this year is getting the Real John Max memoirs.
Real business tips from the Real John Max.
So Sally, I'm straight off of a trip.
Yeah, you must be. Are you jet lagged? Also, do you want to like talk about your trip? You took such like an epic like tour.
It was wonderful. No, I don't want to. I don't want to speak about it. No, I don't want to talk about it. No, we had a great time. It, you know, it's a lot. So, you know, we went to Italy with our friends, and then we popped into London where I manifested the death of the Queen, mm-hmm. and then went to New York. And New York was to see my family, and also I have family in London, so I went and saw them. It was really great. I think, you know, looking back on it, it's like 2.5 weeks away from your stuff mm-hmm. and your comfort. Like, I just realized that I am not that great of a traveler. No, that's not something I just realized. It's something I knew and something that, you know, once again, rose to the surface. Comfort above all else for me, and so much of traveling is not comfortable. So I'm happy to be back. I loved it. It was so much fun. I'll probably never go on a vacation that fun, nice, long, et cetera, again. Mm-hmm. And I have the memories to hold on to forever, but I am very happy to be like just the little thing, showering in my own shower.
Back in your routine.
Back in my routine, you know?
Yeah, I get that. I relate. I totally relate. I'm a big comfort head. And one of the reasons that my partner and I don't take Andrea really, really likes – she was just in Colombia for 2.5 weeks, and she traveled all around Colombia and did all this fun stuff. And one of the reasons, like, that was a trip she took alone is because a lot of it involved, like, nature and various kinds of discomfort. And I'm just like, you know, the second I become uncomfortable in any way, I get really annoying.
You turn that temperature, you know, God changes the thermostat to above, I don't know, 78 and above maybe 65% humidity. You do not want to know me. You don't.
No.
You do not want to know me. No. I think that that's great. That you guys have that situation where you're like, yeah, you go, like, I'm not going to partake.
Yeah, totally. And she, like, her trip, she took a bunch of flights within the country. I hate flying. She took a small plane. I could never.
So she
kind of did a lot of stuff to get out of her system. And she was like, you know, I was really wishing you were there. We did this cool thing. We were out on a boat. But then I realized, like, you would have had a headache and had to pee. And I was like,
yeah,
that's true.
And also, you know, there's something. Thyself. Right. Know thyself. And there's something really nice about something we haven't really gotten to do in the last couple of years, which is have experiences independent from the people we live with in our house.
Totally. So,
yeah. It's like I Dan went to Africa 4 years ago as part of a work trip. He was writing something for National Geographic. And I obviously didn't go. My first question was like, can like partners go? And he was like, sure. Caroline, no, it's a work trip.
It's not that but kind of trip.
Like, I kind of just, it's been so long because of the pandemic to have that experience of someone coming home and telling you about all of these great things that they did that you weren't a part of, that they're excited about. And then you getting to tell them what you were doing. And I don't know. I think I would have like loved Africa, but again, like, comfort above all else. So it, for me to have like the most fun on a vacation, like, costs a lot of money in air conditioning and hotels. So Dan's less like that. Dan's like, I'll put stuff in a backpack and like, I'll come back in like 12 hours. And
that's how Andrea is.
Whew, those two. This is where you and Dan separate then. This is like the one thing you don't have in common.
This is the one reason that we're not betrothed.
Yeah. It's just, that's the one reason. It is the only one. It is the only.
There are no other reasons.
There are no other reasons. And if there are, no, they're not. No, there aren't. well, you guys, so I'm excited to tell you kind of what is fresh in my mind from this trip is I spent a lot of time thinking about packing, a lot of time sort of figuring out the strategy, especially because I was packing for like 3 very different climates.
Right.
So it required a lot of work. And of course, there were things I wish I did differently. And I'm fresh off that experience. And I know that you have a trip coming up next month. You guys are road tripping across the country?
We are. We're driving from...
Tell us more about that.
Okay. We're driving from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to the Pacific Northwest, then down the coast. So we're going to hang out in LA.
Hopefully.
Get to play pickleball with you guys. Yep. Then we're going back. Like, we're going out west on like a northern route, and then we're coming back kind of a southern route. Cool. And we're going to spend like the whole month of October doing it. So most of the trip is going to be just like on the road. We're going to stop at some national parks, stuff like that. But like, we're spending like chunks of time in LA because we both have friends there. And then like a little bit of time in Portland and a little bit of time in Seattle, because we have people we want to see in those places as well. But it's going to be a lot of time on the road. A lot of time on the road.
Yeah. Do either of you get car sick?
Andrea sometimes does. Like, she can't really read. Like while driving or while like a passenger. But I
would hope not while driving.
I personally like to read physical books while I drive. One of the things I'm buying before the road trip is a stand to put my physical book on the dashboard.
Exactly. And don't forget, like, maybe Andrea can just turn the pages, because you want to be safe.
She'll turn the pages for me. I want to be careful.
Safety heads.
Safety heads. So she won't. But besides that, are there other kinds of car sick where people just get sick no matter what they're doing, like if the car is in motion?
Wait a minute. So she get – is it reading even like the signs or
– No. But like a book or a magazine or something like that.
Okay.
So it's like she's fine as long as she's like not reading.
Then that's totally fine. And you're fine?
Yeah. I don't get car sick. It's like physiological like vulnerability I don't have.
I get it. Yeah, very sensitive to dairy, good in the car.
Yeah, allergic to everything. Everything gives me a headache or a stomach ache. Totally fine in the car.
And who is going to do most of the driving?
I think we'll probably split it pretty evenly, but like, I think I have more of a tolerance for being behind the wheel for longer. Because I have so much reading to. I am getting through so many long books. I asked on Twitter specifically, does anyone have any 1,000-page books?
1,000-page books for good for car rides while I'm driving.
Good for drivers.
So that's a long trip. How long are you spreading out? I'm just trying to figure out like a schedule, because Dan and I drive to Santa Fe every summer, and it's like 15 hours straight. And by hour 7, it's like, you better have a plan. You better have a plan for the content you're consuming. So do you know like how many hours roughly a day you're going to spend driving?
Yes, I do, because Andrea made an amazing itinerary because she's like really good at this stuff.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah. So the longest day we have in the car is 9 hours, but it's mostly going to be more like probably 6, 7, or 8 most of the time. And the long days we have like broken up stopping at like various places, but neither of us are – I used to be able to do like 12 or 13 hours like in one go, but like I don't want to do that anymore. And I also – for this trip, the other thing about this trip is that like part of it is like seeing stuff on the way. Like there are things we want to do and like, you know, in Montana and South Dakota and stuff like that. So we're not really trying to like, you know, get, you know, like gun it through the country and spend a bunch of hours driving. So
yes,
we do have a couple like long days, but nothing like too bad, I don't think.
Okay. And you said that you bought a bunch of stuff recently. Is it for the trip specifically?
Yeah. I mean, some of it is like stuff that's just good to have on hand in a car, but
okay.
I don't know that I would like get it if we weren't going on like a big trip.
Okay. Should we go through your purchases?
Yeah, let's go through it. And I'll tell you that like I was just telling Andrea that I got a lot of fun stuff for our trip, and she asked me what. And when I told her, she started cracking up and said that I was like her grandfather. So I guess maybe this stuff isn't quote unquote fun by everyone's standards. I'm pretty excited about them.
All right, fun heads, gear, get, you know, buckle your seatbelts. Let's hear
get ready. Okay. So I bought a car trash can.
Perfect. Look, I've done multiple episodes about the car trash can. And if Andrea doesn't think that's fun, she's got another thing coming to her. Because you know what's not fun? Sitting in your trash in the car. That is a great purchase. Sitting in your filth. Which one did you get and how did you come to choose it?
I bought it the way I buy most things, which is I looked to see what Wirecutter recommended. And then I looked at the reviews on Amazon and I was like, a lot of people like this. Seems easy to use. What I think I'll get it. And
this trash can seems intuitive.
It seems intuitive. It looks like you just put the trash in it. So that's pretty easy. So it's called the HOTOR, HOTOR. Okay. It was $10 and it seems like, I just realized I could have chosen between 2 gallons and 3 gallons, which I failed to do. And I chose 2 gallons.
Wow. Okay. Fine. Could have done some more research.
Definitely.
You chose 2 gallons instead of 3. I think every time you're at the gas station, you will empty the trash. It's fine.
It's true. Yeah. We're not doing this because we enjoy accumulating trash in the car. So I don't think we need something like massive for like all the trash we accumulate ever. So
absolutely. And you're not going to be precious about the trash. Like, no, we have to keep this trash. I wish we had a three gallon thing to put it in.
So we can hold on to it longer.
Yeah. Did you get the one with the tissue box in the front or did you get the one with the pockets for wipes and snacks?
Pockets for wipes and snacks.
Important. That's great. No one uses tissues. I've never used one.
No, listen. I'm a tissue head, but we keep a whole box of tissues in the car. Like, I'm not fucking around. Yeah. Like,
okay, that is grandfather vibes.
I know. I mean, when you...
I'll say it.
You'll allow it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So where is the tissue box in the car? Is it right in the middle in the console?
Girl, it's just loose out in the back seat.
Oh, like, you know, tissue box.
Loose tissue box. And if someone needs a tissue, you just like, someone says, can you grab me a tissue? You just reach back and do it.
Oof. And I've never used a tissue, so I might have to try this.
They're good. They're like, it's like a towel you can throw away and you just use it like on your nose.
I mean, I've heard of them. You're right. Maybe that's my new hobby, blowing my nose.
I love that.
I can't believe Andrea wasn't excited about the trash because when I bought my car last year, and I'm not even going to go that into depth because, gee, thanks, heads have literally listened to me talk about the car trash can probably like 3 separate times.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, this would be number 4. I got a new car last year. Our car was on its last legs and it was one of those things where it was the end of December and it was like, you know, on January 1st, our old car becomes another year older.
Totally.
And so if you're going to get rid of it, you got to do it sooner rather than later. So I traded it in and I said, you know, my new thing, my new personality is clean car. And
love it.
I bought a car garbage and I think it's honestly one of the best things they've ever invented for the car. And the real John Max, he didn't invent the car trash, but I think he advised on the project.
I mean, he iterated in such a way that made it the convenient
possible
accessory that it is now. Yeah, totally.
You're going to love it. And guess what? If Andrea doesn't recognize, tell her to figure out where she's going to put her trash. Because
listen, that's a good point. I'm going to say she's not allowed to use it until she admits
you can't use it.
Idea.
Yeah, exactly. Hold that over.
Only
her
people
head
who respect the decision get to use the trash can.
Okay. So as far as purchases go, this is from me, from the G Thanks head of state, head of heads. Mm-hmm. This is a 10 out of 10. I would even say 11 out of 10 purchase.
Nice.
You did a great job. Good job. Definitely necessary. And I can't wait to see pictures of you putting trash in the trash can on your trip.
And I'm going to pose with it, like with my arm around it and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of posing with Andrea, she does not deserve the pictures. It's just you in the trash can at the Grand Canyon. Exactly. Okay. What is next?
Trash Canyon. Okay. The next thing I got was.
You did it. You did it.
I did it. I nailed it. Oh, I will say that I do already have an emergency roadside kit, which
of course,
G-Thanks heads might remember I talked about on a
that's right
safety episode with Rachel. Okay, so but the next thing I bought it were emojis. It's like if you have an emoji emergency. I bought an LED road flare kit, set of three super bright LED roadside beacons. So
wow, I love you can what you're prepared for to happen on this trip.
I'm not prepared for any like likely and inconvenient things. I'm prepared for very unlikely apocalyptic things. that's my brand.
Still important. Still important. And do you guys know how to change tires and stuff?
It's funny you should ask that because another thing I got was a portable jumper, like a battery, so you could jump your own car. And yes. I was like, we have that. And then we have this thing called the slime, which automatically does your tire pressure and fills up your tires when you need to. I was like, we're set. There's nothing else I need to take care of this car by myself. And then I realized that I changed a tire once in my whole entire life. And it was like decades ago. Someone was like, you need to learn how to change a tire and like taught me. And I was like, cool, got it. And then proceeded. Like I couldn't do it. The answer is I couldn't do it. I guess the thing is that there's YouTube. So if we had to, we could just like watch a video.
Yeah. I think it's funny that they don't require new drivers to know how to change a tire. Like I don't know how to change a tire and I'm pretty sure Dan would lie and say that he does, but I don't think he does either. But it, you know, for all of the things that you have to learn when operating a multi-ton vehicle with wheels that could kill, changing out a tire should be a wreck.
It should be up there. I think like they should also just like make it easier. Like, can there just be a thing where you, I don't know, we click mouse buttons all the time. We tap our phone screens. Can't they just make it something that mimics those movements and the tire just comes off and you pop another one on? I think that's the problem.
I bet Tesla's is on its way.
Yeah, it's probably true.
It is. It's too complicated. It's too manual. Like that's just it's like a form of labor, a form of
oppression. I think we can
oppression as a woman. I don't do tire changing. I'm just a small, helpless woman, and I can't do anything. And I need a big, strong man. okay, so I also agree with the battery jumper. That's a great one. I love having mine. It's like
one of those things.
I do. The one of those things that you use, I bought it after a very inconvenient, the inconvenience of having a dead car battery that is saved by buying a $100 like chargeable personal don't need another car to jump your car battery thing is so major. The reason we bought it was like once our battery was dead and no one around had jumper cables and I had to call my cousin and my cousin had to come up from Park Slope to Cobble Hill in her car and she had one of these things and it was like, I could not have bought something faster.
And that it seems like the return on investment is like extremely high.
So amazing. It's so good to have. I bought one for that is also a great parent gift. If you have really practical parents who don't want stuff, but then it's like, what are you going to do? Not give them a gift on the holidays.
Right.
That is a parent fave because if your parents drive and parents love to know that they have raised a safety head.
That's
one of the parenting things that makes them proud. So it's like $100. Like it's a substantial present. It's very practical. It doesn't take up space in the house because it's in the car. It ticks all the boxes.
But
make sure you charge it, Sally. That's the main thing.
Ooh, that's a good call. I was wondering about that actually. Okay, good to know. I will make sure we charge it for sure.
Make sure you charge it.
Yeah. So we have the, I should check on the spare tire thing too, probably, but that's like in the car, right? I can look in the back of the car.
Yeah. Ideally it's in the car. Like it's like under the trunk, like panel thing.
Right. But okay.
It's very possible that like, I think a lot of people like use theirs at one point or another and then forgot that, you know what I mean? It's like you go to change the tire and there's no tire there. So yeah, do a double check.
Yeah, I'll do a double check. Okay, cool. Okay, should I keep telling you what I got?
Yes. And A plus on the battery jumper, but I want to know more about the slime because I've never heard of that.
Oh, dude, the slime is everything. So I don't know why this company named itself Slime. Or the company probably didn't name itself, but the people who started it. But basically,
the real John Max named it
Slime. The real John Max named this company Slime. And so this is a thing that I don't know if this happens to you because it's like warm where you live, but in wintertime, particularly with the Honda that we have and the last, we like lease our cars. We don't buy them. So we kind of trade them in when the lease is up. We've had two different Hondas. And with both of them, anytime it gets cold, the tire pressure gets really low. So like if it's like, especially in fall when it might be, it's like it cools down a lot and then it warms up and cools down again. It'll be like once a week for a period of time, the tire pressure light comes on. And for a while I was like taking the car to like, what's it called? Like one of like Meineke or whatever.
Yep.
And they were like, and they just like fill it with air and like send you on your way. But a friend of mine introduced me to the slime, which is basically it's a gauge that you plug it into your, like your cigarette lighter thing. And, and then you attach the other end to your tire and it tells you the tire pressure. And then what you can do is you set it for the optimal tire pressure, which is always printed on the driver's side of the car. There's like a little plate that tells you the optimal tire pressure. You just set the slime to like 32 and then press the button and it fills up and stops at 32.
OMG.
This is another one. And by the way, it's like $15 or something like that. And this is like,
I love that price.
I know. So this is another thing that's like, it's just totally worth having. So, last year, our neighbors had like friends visiting, and when their friend went to drive back up to like Vermont or something, their tire pressure was low, and they were like, "What do I do?" I was like, "Oh, here, let me use this," and then I just like gave it to them. I was like, "You should take this with you and have it," and like I'll get it. I mean, and then they got me another one. It was very kind of them, but like, it's so handy. If you have like, I don't, maybe it happens with cars other than Hondas, but like when I went to Google it, I was like, why the fuck did my tire pressure keep dropping? Like a lot of Honda drivers were like, this is just kind of a thing. So if it happens to you a lot, or if it happens when it gets cold or whatever, having it in the car is like amazing.
This is one of those things, Sally, and it just occurred to me while listening to you talk about this. Like growing up, you just watch your parents drive, right? You just watch your parents in the car and you don't really realize. And then you learn to drive when you're 16. So you're also like a zygote. And then you don't really realize that like technology like marches on. So and true. You don't have to do the things that you did or that like people did in like 1994. Like if gas costs $7 and it does in LA, then yeah, I want the slime to like, yeah, that should exist.
Because, right, exactly. Yeah.
Because everything that happens in my car should make up for the fact that every time I drive 30 miles, I have to pay $7.
Yeah, totally.
So that is so, I've never known. And like, and I knew about the battery thing. So I feel like I should have known about this. And my car has a thing on its screen that says like the tire pressure in each tire. But
oh, that's cool. Well, mine doesn't do that. It just says like
it's
low.
It's cool, but I don't know what to do with that information. But now
right,
I would.
Exactly.
Now, what kind of Honda do you have?
A Honda Civic.
Oh, love a Honda. I love a Honda Civic. Have you ever driven a Honda Fit?
I think that's what my mom has.
It's like a hatchback?
It's like a small, yeah.
We're Fit heads, Dan and I.
Oh, is that what you guys have?
We don't anymore. That was the car we had to trade in. Actually, weirdly, like every December, something bad happens to my car. Like every December, like clockwork. For the last like 7 years, something bad happens to my car. And I never, knock on wood, oh, I can't say it because I'm going to manifest. Like tomorrow I'll be like, my car blew up and I was in it. I can't even say it. But someone broke into our Honda Fit and like tried fucking with the radio and in the process got nothing from our car except all the electric of the actual car like goes through that like one circuit.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So our car was never the same after that. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The clock perpetually said 10:20. Every time you turned on the car, it was 10:27 a.m. And so the clock would never change. You could not change it. It was just always 10:27. And one time, only one time we got in the car and it was actually 10:27 a.m. And we were like so happy.
Yeah, so that really should tell you about the level right there.
Yeah, of excitement we were getting. But Hondas are also so good because they last forever. Mm-hmm. And if you take care of them, you can drive them until they're like almost 300,000 miles. Ask my mom. She drove hers until she was at 260,000 miles. And my dad had to like gently pry it away from her.
Her. That's amazing.
It's time. But I never really knew that like any of this stuff was available. Like this is such way to live.
No, it totally is. So, okay, I'm sending you the slime. So this slime is actually, the one I'm sending you is actually $38 because it has a digital screen. But
love that.
The one that isn't digital is $18, which I'm going to send to you too. And you can see what kind of slime you want.
I love this. Okay, I'm going to order this.
Actually, get the digital one because that's the one that.
Yeah. No, this is a good one. And it's also 18% off. And I love it.
You can tell it where to. Oh, nice. Yeah. You can tell it when to stop, which is what I like.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. There are more expensive models too, which I'm looking at them now. Maybe it's worth like investigating those. I don't know. Like there's one with a flashlight on it, which is pretty dope. Rugged housing. I love a rugged housing.
Okay, and I am a rugged houser, I think.
Right. That's what you always say about yourself.
I always say – you always hear me say it. I appreciate that you let me say it, but you've always known it to be true about me.
I've always known it to be true.
Okay, this is great. I love when I learn about new things, especially car things. I spend a lot of time in my car, hence why we've done so many episodes on car things. But road trips are something different. You do have to be prepared for – we all saw Hacks. Wasn't there that scene where she was like in the desert in Deborah Vance's car?
I didn't watch the second season.
No, this is in the first season because I've only seen four episodes.
Oh, it is? Oh, well, I have a terrible memory. I have a memory like a sieve. That's my excuse.
So we're not Hacks heads, as you can tell.
We're not Hacks heads.
This is awesome. Okay. This is like, I might not be able to change a tire, but I think I could do this. And I like that in the Amazon, you know, like promotional video, the woman pumping air into her tires using the slime is wearing like a peep-toed heeled booty, which makes me think you don't have to get too messy doing this.
No, you don't have to put on your special tire inflating outfit. You can just wear
right.
It's a come as you are type of product.
It's a come as you are type of product. That's right. Okay. 10 out of 10 on this. What else? Is there more?
Yeah, I have two more things. Okay. One is Shout Wipe and Go instant stain remover for on-the-go laundry stains.
Smart. Very smart. Yes.
Because I see myself spilling a lot of coffee down the front of whatever I'm wearing. Okay.
Yep.
So that's one. And then the other thing I got is – so we have – do you have this in your car where the screen – there's like a screen and it shows you your map and your music? Okay. So we have that. But the thing that I needed was a mount for my phone because – you still need to sometimes use your phone because you need to like change the music or whatever. And I kind of feel like every time I do that, I'm taking my life into my hands. So I got a mount so I can just put it on the dashboard so that if we need to do anything, a lot of times I'll just like hand my phone to Andrea and I'll be like, hey, can you change the music or something? But let's say she's asleep and I need to like change to another app or something like that. It'll be mounted on my dashboard and I can do it more safely.
I think that's really smart, especially because you'll be so engrossed in your book that also be hard. You don't want to – and it's really – that's the dangerous thing. It's like you don't want to lose your sentence in your book.
Right, because you don't want to lose your place in the book. But that's one of the hardest things about reading while driving.
That's so important. Yeah. What kind of mount did you get? What did you go with?
I got, once again, the Wire Cutter Rec, which is iAudi iTap 2 Magnetic Dashboard Car Mount Holder.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
This is a suggestion and I'm not trying to insult you and I'm not trying to call you out, but
please,
I got to say, Sally,
call me in.
Fuck, I'm calling you in. Fuck the wire cutter. You should go to the G Thanks group. Yeah, fuck the wire cutter.
Oh yeah, I could ask the group.
They should. Man. They would have. So well, it's you still have time. We still have weeks before you are on this trip, so there's still time. But that's, you know, just plug that's in. A really
good, no, you're right. I forgot that I could do that. I should do that. And I think what I'll do, maybe I'll go to the group and I'll, well, first of all, I'll tell you what I'm definitely going to ask for is some recommendations for things to listen to, because when I'm done reading my book, I'm going to need things to listen to. And then yes. I'll also ask for recommendations for any other thing, because I get sort of blocked. Like all I can think about is like safety. And I get blocked for like other things that might be good to have in the car. So, okay. So maybe I'll
I have
ask
some ideas for you.
You do? Okay. Well, tell me. I'm open course. To all of them. I want you to ask
the group. The group is like a real live wire cutter, and they're like a little bit more invested in your happiness.
That's true. That's a good point.
The wire cutter. And also, we're not owned by the New York Times yet. So,
yeah.
One day, though, we're the real John Max, the real G. Thanks, John Max. Okay. So, on the topic of stains, on mm-hmm. the topic of dropping things, car eating and drinking in the car, obviously a very, it's a skill. It's a skill. Mm-hmm. And no matter how old you are, no matter how long you've been driving, no matter how many road trips you've done, you are taking your clothing into your own hands when True. You try to consume on the road.
Maybe I should just wear a rubber apron or something.
Yes. Well, so my suggestion to you is I think the shout wipes are great. I think what you want to do is you want to have your – and this sounds a little out there, but I think for a road trip, especially where you're like – you don't have a ton of access to like laundry and you're trying to pack light also, you should have a eating sweatshirt like nice. That you right, are okay it. With spilling some stuff on.
Okay.
That like if something gets on it, it's fine. But mostly – The worst thing, and this is out of everything that could happen to you in life, this is definitely the worst, is that you spill something on one shirt and then moments later, you know, it's not a mutually exclusive event. You could right. potentially you can keep spill spilling. Things on everything you've brought. Have yeah. a sweatshirt that you're like, okay, when it's time to drink your coffee in the car, just put it on.
It like, just goes just, right on there. Maybe because I tuck it into my shirt like a napkin, like a bib.
Exactly. I think that it's – and it can be like something old. It can be like something where it's like, okay, if this gets a coffee stain on it, it's not going to – I'm not going to be bummed. It's not something that you have in your mind as something you're going to wear at some point in your trip that would like throw off, you know, like the outfit vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I can't – I'm a pretty like careful and also experienced car eater. Mm-hmm. And just the amount of like, oh, there goes like a drop of sauce from a burger, like down yeah. my, you know, coffee, literally anything. I think having a designated like thing will also mean that the shout wipes won't have the weight of the world on their
That's
shoulders.
That's true. That's true. It's a lot to ask of a shout wipe. No, you're right. I think actually the other thing I could do is like in like nursery school where you have a smock to paint, just like it's like a big old oversized like button down that you can just like slip on. Maybe that's what it's about is like the
yeah,
smock.
Yeah, exactly. Like a big smock. A big
can
smock.
Can I make a niche complaint about spilling things?
Almost always, yes.
Okay. Are you familiar with a Kind bar? Do you eat Kind bars?
I have, yes.
Okay. I'm a big Kind bar head in terms of like I always have them on me for snacks for when I get hungry because I'm one of those people who when I get hungry, if I don't eat pretty soon, I just have like full system failure. So okay. And those are the bars that I find like most pleasant to eat.
Interesting. Okay.
But I'm open to recommendations if you have them.
Well, we're a big like go to Trader Joe's and get like a bunch of snacks. Mm-hmm. Do you like a bar? Do you feel satiated by a bar?
It depends. I usually, the reason I usually have them is because it's like, it's just easy to have on you, and it's like it's in its own packaging. You don't have to like think about it. So I'd always just like keep them in my bag or in the car. But I want to – let me tell you my complaint and then suggest alternatives.
Okay.
The complaint is that no matter what stuff on the bar, whether it's like chocolate or like caramel or whatever, it falls out of the bar and onto your clothing, and it doesn't – it just – it can't – you can't stop it. It's an inevitability. And I defy any person listening to this to tell me they've eaten a Kind bar without the content spilling on you. And the problem is chocolate is famously, as you know, Caroline, it melts
kind
of as soon as it hits you, especially when the weather's warm. And so I rely on them a lot, but I'm constantly getting smears of chocolate on myself, which also it feels like a little bit less dignified than having a coffee stain or like a wine stain. A chocolate smear, it feels very
– smear feels childish.
It feels a tad – it's a throwback to childhood. So
– yeah.
So basically, the smock sounds like a great idea, but I'm also – I'm open to alternative suggestions.
So a few things. The best – well, first of all, in terms of messes, I feel that a lot of the chocolate stains is not necessarily going from bar to shirt, but from bar to hand to shirt transfer.
That too. So that too.
And napkins sometimes don't hold up to the messes that we have. So what I would suggest is you can get on Amazon, and I have them in my console, and they come in handy so much more than I thought they would, but I got like a 6-pack of like microfiber towels, like washcloth sized. And so if the screen gets dusty or like gets a little bit of a glare, I wipe it off. But I also use one as like a perpetual napkin. Like just wipe your hand, and it does like an amazing job. Like napkins, like, I don't know. I'm very picky about, I'll buy generic anything except for like paper towels, like Bounty, Quicker Picker Upper, or nothing. Mm-hmm. But a microfiber towel, when you are eating a chocolate bar, when you have stopped to get a burger, when you have, I don't know, literally anything, it is a much more efficient way of getting your hands clean.
That's very
and
smart.
Also like little wet wipes you can put in your console. And you can buy those in bulk on Amazon. And that's important.
Let me put that on the old list.
In terms of snacks, well, so a Kind bar has come a long way since, remember Nature Valley?
Yeah.
And you'd bite into them and you'd be covered in sawdust.
Totally.
So we've come a long way. But I think the issue with Kind bar is the chocolate and the hand transfer.
Yeah.
I would say either get a small cooler for the back seat. Mm-hmm. Like an insulated lunchbox or bag for your snacks. But I think for a road trip such as this, I think you need to level up the food offerings for yourself.
Mm-hmm. We're not gonna only have bars. We have
you only eat bars for like 3 weeks. It's like Kind bars or bus.
Or bus. Even when we stop in hotels overnight, we're not even gonna eat meals at the restaurant. We're only gonna have bars. Here's my thing about coolers, Caroline, which is that on a long road trip, when you put food in coolers, it starts to smell really bad.
That's true. And I do not like foods. Are you very sensitive to food smells?
I'm very sensitive to all smells. I'm very annoying to be around because everything gives me a headache, but the food smells especially, like I can't, I will just like drive the car into a lake just to like get rid of it. So here's what we think we're going to do. We think we're going to do like a cooler for like drinks. But then snack wise, just like non-perishables. So your dried fruits, your nuts, your pretzels, your bars, you know what I'm saying? Maybe some jerky. Okay. Andrea doesn't like jerky, but I do. But what
I
do
love
you think
jerky.
Of that? Do you feel like we're
I love
setting
that
ourselves
idea.
Up to fail?
No, I think you're setting yourself up to succeed. But I do think that you want to pay attention to like when you're craving a meal and not snack. So like I would buy some like
snacky
individual
shit will get really old probably.
I think you'll just want something. I mean, if you guys are fast food heads, and I totally am, I think some of the most fun like experiences in the car include me eating Taco Bell. Again, though, with the food sweatshirt, like you have to be safe. Safety sure. first. But if you are either in a place where you're like, we don't love fast food options, or there aren't a ton of options in this stretch, or, you know, we're trying to not spend a ton of money, like at, I don't know, Wendy's across the country. I saw Olivia Munter, who is the host of Bad on Paper, the Bad on Paper podcast, do something so smart. And I know it's like the issue is like perishable, but I think if you plan it, anyway, she gets those King Hawaiian rolls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it's like 12, but they're all attached.
You're right.
And she gets cold cuts and she just makes one huge sandwich.
Whoa.
And then she cuts them so that it's mini sandwiches, like sliders. And then she just packs them like in tinfoil. So like four per like tinfoil or whatever. And then you can take them out individually and you eat them. They're just like small sandwiches. And I thought that was genius. So we did that when really we went smart. To Santa Fe. And I really liked it. And you can just choose the – I think if you put it in a cooler and you wrap it like you would a lunch sandwich.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah. Your tinfoil and maybe like a Ziploc or something.
Yeah, right. And then you have your car garbage. And then when you go to the gas station, you jump that out. But I think you want to get – you don't, I think you're, what I'm hearing, Sally, is that the issue is not necessarily not wanting perishable food, because you will eat the food. You don't mm-hmm. want to overpack perishable food.
Yeah. And also,
you don't
want
to contribute to food waste or have your car smell.
Exactly. Mostly the food waste thing. No, just kidding. Mm-hmm. Mostly the smell thing. Yeah. Because here's the thing, like, if this were a trip where, you know, after like a day of driving, we were going to be at like someone's home, where we could like wash out the cooler and make a bunch of new snacks, then totally. That would be one thing. But we're going to basically be on the road only stopping at like hotels and motels, a lot of times in places where there might not be a lot around. And so I can't deal with like 5 days worth of food in a cooler.
Okay. So this is an absolutely perfect ask for G Thanks heads in the group.
Oh, okay.
Because there will be – someone will have a way. And I want to say like moms know this kind of stuff.
Yeah, true.
Really well. There has to be a way. Someone has like a hack. Someone has done it or seen it. They will know. If you're listening to this episode, the queen is probably dead. And Sally has yet – to go on her trip. So if you have an idea, like, please get in touch. I like that. Is it Oh, I Like That Pod on Instagram, or Oh, I Like That?
I Like That Pod.
Oh, I Like That Pod on Instagram is how you can reach Sally with your tips and tricks, or just post in the group.
I'll post in the group, actually.
I think it's a good idea.
When does this come out? That is a thing.
Well, so I think what I'm going to do, and everyone listening, just a real behind the scenes look right now. So since we have that episode where it was like the Get to Know Sally episode that was supposed to come out 3 weeks ago, I think I'm going to put Get to Know Sally next week. And because this is so timely with current events, this one will be for tomorrow.
Got it. Okay.
Unless my editor can't do that. And then it's going to be the switch.
Got it.
I think someone will know. And what I'm imagining is like layering a cooler. I don't know. There has to be a way. I don't want
there
you
does,
to just
there has
living
to be.
On
there,
dried mango and kind bars for weeks at a time.
Right.
But I also don't want you to feel like every meal you have. There's also something not that doesn't feel that great about, oh, I've only had Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's for the last couple of days. And not even from a health perspective. Like, just it tastes the same everywhere you go. It gets a little boring.
Yeah.
I don't care about health.
No. I'm not really much of a fast food head. Andrea, I think, will enjoy having some fast food meals, but I don't know. I'm just not a fast food head. So I don't want to rely on that. And that really is the only thing on the road that you can like be sure of, you know?
Yeah. There has to be a way, and someone has to have some good tricks.
Yeah. There's some crafty.
You can find a Trader Joe's like one on every stretch. Are you doing a lot of stretches where it's like vast earth?
Yeah, I think we will be, because when we drive through like South Dakota and Montana and stuff like that, yeah. I mean, you know,
the roadside Trader Joe's.
You know, I mean, we're stopping and like we're going to go to Missoula and stuff, and you know, it's okay. Not like there's going to be like nothing, but it seems like not. I feel like relying also not just like relying on there being a place, but relying on us to like have the energy to want to like deal. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I think that is something to consider. You know, the world is also full. Like, I know you are a prepare head, but just remember, like, you'll be able to find food.
Yeah,
but I understand kind of feeling like not wanting like ham, in a cooler in your car.
Yeah, that's not really my jam. But I'll ask in the group, and I feel like between
– they'll know.
Yeah, like because I feel like between like the products and the hacks, people will have really good advice.
Oh, people will have so much good advice. I'm actually really excited to follow this, whatever thread is going to come from this. Let's see. I think, yeah, okay. But definitely get a cooler, some ice packs, mm-hmm. you know.
We do have that stuff just from like,
yeah,
you know, so that'll be easy to do.
And then we talked about you getting some packing cubes.
Which I did.
Far and beyond one of the best purchases I've ever made. Thanks to Carolyn Moran Cook recommended these specific ones from Amazon. I think I sent you the link and I have those. And that was like, those things work. It is just a Mary Poppins suitcase of how much stuff you're able to fit somewhere when you use a packing cube.
Yeah, I'm really excited
about
that.
Them. I'm excited.
I got them.
You.
I'm really excited because, like, one of the things of a long road trip is like, I'm just going to wear kind of the same trash until I get to a place where I want to like shower and
you're
going to
wear
out.
Your food sweatshirt. Yeah.
And wear my mm-hmm. food sweatshirt. So I want to, you know, it's really nice to have like one compartment where you know the clothes are that like you want to sleep in. And this is the jacket for when it gets cold, like that whole thing. So yep. I'm already really excited about the cubes.
Yeah. The cubes are really incredible. They do their job. I know that we talked about sort of various strategies for packing them. Some people pack by item. Mm-hmm. Some people pack by day. So it's like, here are all the clothes I'm going to wear on Monday, so you don't have to disrupt the rest of your situation. It's a little bit easier when you're in your car because you can kind of sort of take over the space. Did you decide what strat you're going to employ?
I think I'm probably going to do – I don't think I'm going to do it by like day because – there are going to be days we're driving and then days we're in places and it's like the weather's going to change and all the, you know, it's like, I think it's going to be too hard to like plan ahead. So I think I'm going to do it by like item.
Okay. I think that's a good idea. That's what I did. Especially because I'm super jealous of people who know, like, it's like menu planning. It's like, how do you know on Friday you're going to want an enchilada?
That's the thing. Yeah.
Like it's Sunday. Like, how do you know?
Yeah.
I can only decide what I want to eat within 5 minutes.
Same. Like I feel that way about like also, yeah, about like what I'm going to wear. And I like to be – I can't be planning outfits ahead. Like,
no. It's No. Okay. So I think that this is a great – I think you have a lot of great stuff. I think that the group is going to give you even more ideas. Because what the group can give you that the wire cutter can't, besides love – is just sort of like a real, like you have to go to the wire cutter knowing what you are looking for. Mm-hmm. Whereas in G Thanks, someone will tell you.
That's true. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. It's a great point.
Because you don't
point,
know
actually.
What you don't know. It's a yeah, great exactly. point, Caroline.
Exactly. You don't know what you don't know. There's also so many different, I think like you could just outfit your car with like so many different like Pinterest hacks. Like I said, parents will know more of these because traveling with kids is like a special sort of hell that parents should be like richly rewarded for, but never mm-hmm. are. But there are all these like organizers, like back of the seat organizers, where you can just like have the important things to grab. Let's see. There's so many good things. Car accessories is like my love language, like my true love language. There's like cup holders that make extra cup holders. It's like a Ooh. Whole thing.
I know. Look into there's cup so much. Too, actually,
cup holders are great. Cup holders are great. Always when you order coffee, always ask for the size you want in the largest cup, so there's no
that's smart.
Spillover. Do you have water bottles that you like?
No, I guess we should get them so we're not always buying water bottles, huh?
Yeah. Okay. This is like an insult to our actual queen, Mother Earth. But yeah, true. Obviously.
Sorry, queen.
Sorry, queen. Sorry. Okay. Wait. Also, breaking news. Meghan and Harry are on their way too.
Oh, okay.
Which definitely means she's already dead.
Yeah, that's a good, like, yeah, that.
And my brother says, and this is very funny to me because it's like my brother, but he just put in the family, I'm hearing third hand via someone at the BBC that the queen is already dead, which like same. In my head, but like it's just so funny to be like, my sources at the BBC are calling.
My sources at the BBC.
Ben, I love you if you listen, and I don't think you do, so it's fine.
Hey Ben.
So okay, so I think that you can get a water bottle that you like. Make sure it fits in your cup holder. That is like a problem with like water bottles. There's so many good backseat organizers. Now, are you guys doing duffel bags or suitcases with your stuff? What is the plan?
I think suitcases.
Cool. Oh, another idea for you.
Yeah.
Is have a like either like a shopping bag or a duffel bag, probably a duffel bag, where, because you can zip it up, dirty laundry just goes in the duffel bag.
Oh, that's smart.
And that way, when you do laundry, you can literally just carry it to wherever you're going to do laundry and you don't have to find it. So are you writing this down? I love that.
Yeah, I've been taking notes the whole time.
Copious notes. Well, that's good. The real John Max loves to know that you're a note taker because you're going
to
write.
That's what he always says to do. He says, don't let a meeting go by that you haven't taken notes.
He says, send me the minutes after every meeting that you have. Exactly. Okay, so that is my idea. And then also you should get, if you are a health and hygiene head, which I think most people are, but like similarly to like sort of nature, like once I start feeling a little sweaty, once I start feeling a little smelly, you don't want to know me. Like I just want to get in a shower.
Totally.
So, you know, like those wipes that you can just like use on your body, like you're give yourself a sponge bath. They come in handy. If you have to pee on the side of the road, obviously have a roll of toilet paper in your car.
Oh, that's smart. Well, you know, we have the box of tissues.
You have the box of tissues, but then also have a Ziploc bag inside another Ziploc bag. So for the toilet paper that you have to use.
Oh, right. Got it. Smart.
Don't litter.
Okay.
Don't litter. But also conceal the bag.
I thought you were
going
to tell me to
bag.
Pee into a Ziploc bag. That's why I was looking at you funny.
That you need a mason, an old mason jar, an old pickle jar for your piss. Do you have though?
We do that anyway, even when we're not on road trips.
Me too. I'm actually sitting next to a mason jar of my own pee right now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did we talk about the funnel, the pee funnel, you and I?
I feel like maybe we talked about it in the group chat. I don't think we've talked about it on the podcast.
It's worth looking into if you feel like you're going to be doing a lot of side of the road peeing. It's for you know, it's for trans men who feel like they want to pee standing up. Anyone who wants to stand to pee. And that also includes women, because when I squat to pee, I just pee all over myself.
Let me actually tell you where this might come in really handy for me.
Please.
So As you know from meeting me in real life dozens of times, Caroline, just kidding, we've never met in real life. So you don't know this about me, but you can probably tell.
Yeah.
That like from seeing pictures of me and stuff, like I look very gender nonconforming and very gay. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of these gays you hear about where you don't know they're gay. You know, you've heard of those ones before, right? I'm not one
you're
of those
not
ones.
One of the, you're not like other gays.
I'm not, right, exactly. So I have some trepidation, and I want to be very clear that like this isn't just about the Midwest. This is like anywhere I go where this is like Philadelphia suburbs shit. Like I feel this everywhere, particularly if I'm like especially out of my comfort zone. I feel a little bit concerned. I don't not necessarily about my like safety, but just it feels bad to have people stare at you all the time. And people already stare at me in the women's room. Like and people even sometimes say to me like, "This is the women's room."
What do you say?
I say, "I know." Or, you know, or I say like, are you asking? Like I, God. You know, I sometimes say some smart ass type of thing. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that's going to be happening is like, we're going to be wearing masks in places where I feel like masks aren't really as popular. I mean, and again, even here, when you wear a mask nowadays, like when I stop for gas, going to a gas station in Philadelphia,
you're in the
suburb,
minority.
People look at you. Right. And so between, I feel like it's going to be a rich tapestry of like standing out in a way that I don't want to. So I was sort of thinking, what if, how could I pee on the side of the road? The only time I've done it while like camping, it just was like, what you do is you pee yourself. That's what you're doing is like, mm-hmm. instead of peeing yourself with your pants pulled up, you're peeing yourself with your pants pulled down. That is what is, mm-hmm. that's what like squatting to pee has been like for me. So mm-hmm. the point is I'm picking up what you're putting down and I feel like this could be really handy for me.
I think it could be really, really handy for you for like a billion reasons. I think it's like a really handy thing. I, you know, obviously safety heads, and I want you to be as safe as possible. And sometimes just, I don't want to go into a gas station bathroom, like regardless.
The other thing that has to be said is that occasionally you go into, not even occasionally, like not that
often,
infrequently, you go into a bathroom and it's just, it's horrific. And like the idea that you would have to make contact with anything in that room is like horrifying.
Yeah, it's a lot. And, you know, it's like, it's not, I mean, you have a different experience, like being sort of like androgynous, like presenting mm-hmm. and then being in a space where you belong, but other people feel the need to police it. And similarly, like as a woman, who like presents as a female, I also feel unsafe in like lots of different public spaces, especially when I'm alone, especially when there's like multi, like this is how I've, again, Law and Order SV University, like I've seen these shows. And so sometimes just being on your own in your own space and then not even having to sort of like cross the threshold of like having those interactions with literally mm-hmm. anybody, like regardless of intent, is just one less thing to worry about.
That's true.
And the standing thing, well, so with these funnels.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is so
tell me
cool.
How this works.
Well, so it's just, it literally like cups around your labia, I guess.
Your junk.
And, but if you have, if you're wearing like a boxer brief with like an opening, mm-hmm. and I kind of would think that like I would actually buy like a pair of underwear to like use this really easily. You don't have to pull your pants down at all. You just literally like put it in the, like men have it so easy. Like
I know,
cis men
like what the
have
fuck
it so
man.
Easy. They just like whip out their dicks through their pants. They have a pants hole. Meanwhile, I have to take off like my entire outfit.
Your entire,
pee.
Like everything on your body. Yeah.
Literally
totally.
I'm just naked in the woods, just trying to pee. But it has just like a long funnel. It's mm-hmm. like, it's almost, it's like you're peeing into a funnel and, but it's angled in a way that allows you to pee as if you had a penis.
That's amazing. Okay.
It is amazing. And I feel like, while I think a lot of people who would rather pee standing up and want like assistance in doing so have known about these and used them for a while, I think they became popular during the pandemic where people did not want to go into public restrooms. And,
oh,
and,
that makes sense.
People with vaginas were like, hey, no fair. Like, why can't I also pee standing up against this tree?
So
they're good
so
for Carolyn, hikers. I think people really like them.
So like, do you just like pull over to the side of the road and like pee in like the wilderness, like the way you occasionally see dudes doing it?
Yeah. So what I will do is what works for me, and I have only used – I used one of these once. It was like a disposable, and I liked it a lot, and then I just never replaced it. But what works for me is we'll pull over to the side of the road, and then I open the back passenger door and the driving front passenger door to create sort of a stall. Okay. So that anyone driving on the highway or whatever and can see my car on the right side of the road pulled over can't see anything.
Wait, that's so smart.
Yeah, so I've now created like a stall of space. And to be – not to be like – I mean, everyone poops, but not to get too graphic. But like if you pull down your – even if you weren't using one of these, if you pull down your pants and you sort of put the edge of your butt on the side of your car on like the – you know, the little
smart. Yeah.
You can go to the bathroom. You can do number one and number two pretty easily.
You can do anything in that.
You can do anything you want. Is it fun to do with your partner sitting in the driver's seat? Not particularly.
Would you choose to do that? Would you be like, no, I don't want to go into the house and use the bathroom. Get those doors open. No.
Yeah, Dan, but that- swing the doors open. But if you are in a pickle, it works really well. And also the way that you can situate yourself on the side of your car that is different than squatting allows you to put your legs in such a way where you are not in danger of peeing on yourself. You just pee,
that is so
pee straight down. I have only done the other thing once. And while it was not enjoyable, it did work. And I was alone. And I try not to think about it, but honestly, I think about it probably every day.
No, I mean, if you're in that position, you're going to think about it every day until you die. And frankly, like, what are you going to do? Not do that? I mean, like, when you got to go, you got to go, right?
What am I going to do? Like shit my pants? What am I going to do? Like, poop in my car? Like, when you got to go, you got to go. And I figured out a way to do it. And the dog was sort of just like watching me from the window, being like, oh, I thought I was the only one who did this.
The dog was like, girl, you know, I don't know what
we're all Lottie
is,
today. Yeah.
Today. Yeah. Today we are all Lottie.
Today we're all Lottie. I mean, yeah.
This is a life changing tip. I'm like very excited about this.
Yeah. It really works. And the stall thing works so well because for once, people with vaginas actually have can be a little bit more inconspicuous than someone with a penis doing it because they're usually standing up. And so you know when someone's peeing standing up when you drive by them. Like, I'm always like, that guy's peeing. I don't know why I say that every time, but I do.
It's important, I announce it. You have to note it. You can't let it go uncommented
upon.
Yeah,
you have to speak it.
Yeah.
But no one can see, like, the feet. And it really does. Yeah, the stall. Especially if you're, like, up against the woods. Like, it is absolutely private.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, there's a lot of shoulders you drive by and you're like, I feel like I could go pee in there. Yeah, okay.
Have the toilet paper on hand, have like a wet wipe on hand, have like a box of Ziploc bags just in case.
This is all very smart.
Just like all these ways to like make life as easy and clean as possible in this situation, I think is really important because in a road trip situation, there are going to be times, especially when you get more to the west side of the country where you're like, you have not passed. It really kind of does make you think about the Electoral College and how stupid it is because they're going to be like full 12-hour stretches where you pass nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely.
Where like
nothing.
It is just tumbleweeds and Joshua trees, and like and one gas station. Also, every time you see a gas station, just fill your car up, yeah, especially when you get past, like, I don't know, Kansas or whatever, because sometimes your East Coast head gets the best of you, and you're like, oh, there's always a gas station. Yeah, there's like one every like 90 miles. But yeah, the bathroom thing for sure. And yeah, like hand wipes, Purell, just all that stuff to just make you feel a little bit better.
We do have, I took a train cross country once and I bought a bunch of like body wipes, like for this exact reason. And cool. So I do have a bunch of those and I need to, do those expire? They might like have dried out. The cross country road trip was a really long time. It was like 7 years
ago. If they're individually wrapped, they should probably be fine. But if they were in like one of those big ones, they might be dry.
Okay. No, they're individually wrapped. So that's good.
Yeah. I think you should be okay. Nice. You know, like a mini deodorant in the glove box.
Smart. That's smart. I love that.
For Andrea, maybe like a dry shampoo. You're lucky because you have shorter hair.
Yeah.
So the grease of hair doesn't probably get the best of you.
No.
There's lots. And then, bring a pillow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were just talking about this morning. We're going to bring a couple. We have like these like micro bead pillows. We're going to bring a couple of those, I think.
Are they comfy?
Yeah, very.
Okay. Comfy, bring a pillow, bring yeah. I don't know. I think as long as you – and bring, I don't know, bring a toothbrush and toothpaste and like a bottle of water that's just specific. Because sometimes you just are like – my mouth feels gross. I want to brush my teeth. Brought a brush to the old chomps. Having mints and gum in the car is important, always say.
Yeah, no, that's good.
That kind of covers like all of the bases that I would do for like a road trip. But the laundry bag is probably the most important.
Yeah, that's amazing. I wrote that down. Yeah.
Good. And I'm excited to see what the G-Thanks heads have to say about doing food.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to post after this.
What mutual sort of where does that Venn diagram meet in the middle in terms of what you guys like to listen to, both of you, and both are happy listening to it?
We both like, I think, like the right podcast. So either a like one of these like documentary type podcasts would be good. Audiobooks, I think that like some fun fiction would be good.
Okay.
The thing that's hard for me with audiobooks is like keeping track of like what's going on. So it has to be, it can't be complex. It has to be sort of like beach read level of like kind of complexity. So, you know, some like kind of easily digestible fiction. Neither of us really like horror or true crime, so nothing scary.
Okay.
But and like some nonfiction, if it's like an interesting story, I think would be good too.
Have you done the 30 for 30 podcast?
I have, but Andrea hasn't. We could totally do that because I could just re-listen to those. That's a really good idea.
Have you done all of them?
I think so. I've been a 30 for 30 head for quite some time.
There was one that I loved about the women who went to Antarctica.
Mm.
Do you remember that one?
I don't actually. Women who went to Antarctica.
It was like in the Yeah. Okay. It was the. It felt like it should have been like Disney-fied by now.
Oh, but right.
It was. Oh, no, not that. It was like. In the 90s. I don't know. I'm just talking. I'll find it. But that was a podcast that we both really liked.
Okay, that's cool.
There are some ideas. Yeah, we also listened to the Donald Sterling 30 for 30 and really liked it because it's
that was a really good one.
I think actually, if you would re-listen to that, I think Andrea would really like that because Andrea loves reality TV drama that has everything. That's where me and Dan sort of were like, okay, we both like this.
That's good. Yeah, that was a really good one.
So, okay. So it's the amazing story of the first all-women North Pole expedition. Answering an ad in a newspaper, 20 amateur explorers attempted to ski from Arctic Canada to the top of the world. And it is the 30 for 30 podcast is called On the Ice.
Got it. Okay.
And I loved that. It's also the women who did it when they were about like in our age range in the 90s. Mm. A lot of them had like kids and like left their kids at home. Like a lot, like it was an ad in a newspaper. It was just like random.
I do remember that. I have listened. Now this is ringing a bell. That's cool. Yeah. We'll listen to that for sure.
Yeah, it's fun. Sometimes I think I just want to say it's okay if at some point you both want to listen to different things and noise-canceling headphones work well. Sometimes we are like, we can't agree. And so Dan will listen to his basketball podcast and I will just like not listen to that.
That's a really good idea. We should both get better at listening to our own thing. That's very smart.
You know, I just want to say it doesn't say anything about the strength of your partnership if you decide you cannot agree on a podcast. But audiobooks really, it's a real hit or miss. I think the best audiobooks for this kind of thing are celebrity memoirs narrated by the celebrity themselves.
I love
Seth Rogen's was actually pretty good.
Ooh, okay.
I thought it was funny. It was delivered like a, you know, 8-hour long stand-up routine.
Nice.
So, you know, people like that who know like timing and who deliver. I like listening to celebrities tell their own stories. I heard the Molly Shannon one was really good.
Nice.
I will look into a few of those.
These are great
for you.
Tips.
I have so many tips, but I love a road trip. I think comfort is key. And if you're comfortable and neither of you get sick like easily on a road trip, you can really have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty psyched. I mean, we've driven down to the Gulf Coast a few years ago, and we've taken some like never cross country together, but we've done cross country like individually. But we have a good time. So I'm psyched about it. I think it'll be fun.
I'm a little jealous. I have been begging to do the problem for I really want to drive home for Christmas one year instead of fly.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
This is my personality. My toxic trait is that I would rather spend a week and a half in a car with Dan and the dog to avoid having to spend any time with any people in any airport for like 7 hours.
Yeah, like, I'm the same way.
I'd rather take the long way. But I think the problem for me would be having to make the vacation long enough so that getting back in the car to drive back wouldn't feel so like, weren't we just here?
Yeah, that's always kind of the trick. That's like why we waited until we could take like a month to just like put it aside and do it.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to see you in LA. It's going to be really fun.
We're going to watch some Sixers games.
Andre and I will be in the other room watching some Housewives, and you and Dan.
Me and Dan will. Yeah, exactly.
The last thing I want to talk about, because we are at an hour and 20 minutes. Every time I time us, the timer always goes off and we're like in a good clip.
And we're like, just like still going.
Yeah. When one of us has to go, we'll say so. Did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine? I did not care about this drama until I saw that video. And I thought, dang, I love that so much.
So here's the thing. Like, I've now had like a few different people explain to me what the fuck is going on. And I now understand the general thing. Like, I understand the context, like about the movie and Shia LaBeouf, whatever his name is.
LaBeouf.
But so here's the thing. So the last person who talked about this with me was like, it's totally a conspiracy that he spit. It's not true. And then I was talking to you about it and you were like, he totally spit. Sorry, did I just spoil your?
No, not at all.
Your thing?
I'm just
okay.
Listening to your thoughts. No.
Okay. So you think he spit, right?
I do.
But like, I was surprised to hear that, because the way it was explained to me was that the idea that he spit was like a wild conspiracy theory. Is that not the case?
Did you watch the video?
No.
Oh, my God. Sally, go watch the video. Hold on. Okay, well, that's like important. It can't be a conspiracy theory. It's literally on video. It's okay. Can you just Google Harry Styles spitting on Chris Pine? I'm pretty sure it'll come up. Okay, the only thing is that I think people are too – well, first I want you to watch it, and then let's talk about it. And if you guys don't care about this, we're not going back to shopping after this. This is the last segment. If you don't want to listen, you can go. But I care, and I want Sally to care, and I can't believe Sally was about to start commenting without even watching. It's like, obviously. What kind of journalist?
That's my whole thing.
Okay. Watch the video and like tell me, and okay. Then let's discuss.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it really looks like he spit.
Yeah. And look at Chris Pine's reaction. I am watching Sally's face, watching this. It is the furrow of the brow is you could see it from the last seat in the last row on a big Broadway stage.
Wow, it really does. Yeah, he had to have spit.
Well, Chris Pine's reaction is what people are also too busy looking at Harry's mouth. It's like, don't look at Harry's mouth. Look at Chris Pine reacting.
Yeah, but also I feel like Harry's mouth is, why is Nick Kroll here?
He's in a supporting role.
Oh, he's in it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's
Philadelphia's
spit,
favorite boy, Nick Kroll.
I'm spit-pilled.
Yeah, he definitely spit because there's also like so many different. First of all, I don't care if he spit or not. Like some people are like, this makes me feel less of Harry, think less of Harry Styles. Who cares? No, I don't care.
Why are you thinking of Harry Styles that much anyway? That's your first problem.
Ooh, the serve. Yeah, absolutely. There are a few theories at play, but mm-hmm. I don't. But Team Pine, as they're known.
Sure.
Put out a statement that was like, this is just a rumor. And it's like, it can't be a rumor when it's on video.
But here's my question. Like, is it the Chris Pine's reaction makes it seem like his bro just played a funny joke on him, not like he just experienced an act of hostility.
Yeah. So I think that there are like, potentially, I think two things that could potentially be at play. Mm-hmm. Someone did say that they heard that they have had a spit war prank forever, which is not the like most out there thing I've ever heard of. But like, okay, a spit
it's just
war
no
prank,
way to behave like, is the main.
It's
thing.
Just it's like grow up, you know,
get a grip,
be an adult.
There's a pandemic,
so there's a pandemic exactly. So the idea was that Harry got him, right? You know, like, oh my gosh, you spit on me as we're sitting down. And his reaction is like, dang, you spit on me.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, you got me, buddy.
It's like, you got me. And then Harry's reaction being like, what? What? The other theory is the idea that, that Chris Pine knows he's on camera and has to be measured in his response.
Yeah, I mean, that checks out.
What's he going to do? Punch him in the face. And then my tinfoil hat theory was that, like, because of all of the drama with Olivia and Florence, that Harry and Chris did this as a favor to her, and they knew, and this was a plan. That they knew it would take over the cycle. But that's my tinfoil hat. The only thing that I find very strange about it is just how the PR teams have talked about it after the fact. I think, like, what's weird is that it would have been – it's very easy to say things like – there, you know, you could take it two ways. You could say like, oh, you know, the bros love to spit on each other. Sure. This is sort of like an inside joke between the two. You know, boys will be boys. Something really stupid. Or they could say like Harry said he was like going to say something and then he spit by accident and he didn't realize. And Chris didn't want to say, like, you just spit on me. But what they did instead was like, this never happened. They're totally fine. They're best friends. What are you guys talking about? This is a rumor. This is not gaslighting.
Like, yeah, the response is really, like, really weird, right?
Yeah, it's really
like from
weird.
The like from their reps and stuff.
Right. It's like the Barbara Streisand effect almost, which you know what that is, right?
Yeah, totally. Where it's like, it's no one's like talking about it until you make a big deal of it. And then everyone's exactly. talking about it.
Yes. And I wasn't really that interested in this until both PR teams were telling me that it never happened.
Right. Exactly. Personally. Yeah.
So I think, I don't know. And the drama around this movie is, I think, better than the movie itself. So
yeah, well, I think, is this the movie? Maybe this is the movie. Is just
this
like
is the movie.
You know, I mean, because I now, it's like when people are like, everything I know about whatever I know against my will, that's how I feel about this.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, okay. Chris Pine's rep denies, blah, blah, blah. This is a ridiculous story, a complete fabrication, and the result of an odd online illusion that is clearly deceiving and allows for, what does it say? It's just like, it allows for foolish speculation. Harry Styles did not spit on Chris Pine. There is nothing but respect between these two men, and any suggestion otherwise is a blatant attempt to create drama that does not exist. It's like, okay. Like, the lady doth protest. Like, what are you talking about? An odd online illusion? What are you, Donald Trump? It's a video. This isn't like a CGI, like, right. creation. I don't know. I just find that to be a little fishy.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, we should probably launch a full investigation just at G-Thanks headquarters about this.
Yeah, but exactly. The real John Max.
He would say that we should pursue this with
yeah,
with everything
he's gonna
we
fund
have.
It. Yeah. Now, my question to you, Sally, is: were you following any of the drama around this with the Shia LaBeouf? And do you know?
No.
Do you know that whole thing?
I do now, but when I was seeing people post online, I was like, I thought it was something about Chris Pine. I knew it was about Chris Pine because I kept seeing all those pictures of him. He looks like a lesbian from the original L Word. And then, so that's what I thought it was about. But then it was explained to me that like, there's this whole thing where Olivia Wilde tried to be like, we got rid of Shia LaBeouf because he's a jerk and I don't like jerks on my film set. And then he was like, actually, I have screenshots here where you were like really mean about Florence Pugh, is that her name?
Yeah.
Were you yeah. really mean about her and also begged me to stay on the film? And then I was like, why would you assert something so publicly when you know there are receipts proving, especially in a way that's like kind of self-righteous? So right. I don't like, and I didn't really know anything about Olivia Wilde, if I'm being honest. I didn't realize that she was different from Olivia Munn until very recently.
I know the feeling.
You know what I mean? So, not, this is all like news to me, but now that I know what her deal is, it seems like she kind of sucks a little bit.
Allegedly, like if I'm getting the story right, I think what they said happened, what, you know, the hubbub is that mm-hmm. Florence Pugh did not want to do so many sex scenes with someone who has been accused of being a sexual predator.
Sure.
And
seems fair.
Which is reasonable. And she was very vocal about this to Olivia Wilde. And Olivia Wilde was trying to play both sides.
Okay.
And I think that she fired Shia LaBeouf and brought in Harry. And instead of like taking responsibility and like being, you know, like taking a stand and being like, you know, you're not going to be on this project anymore. Sort of said like, yeah, like, you know, she called her like Miss Flo, but she was basically like, Florence isn't, you know, like needs to like learn how to deal with this, but blah, blah, blah. And then pretend like basically just tried to like, she talked shit on one to the other, to the one to the other.
That's why
Shia LaBeouf came out and was like, no, you said that you wanted me in the movie, but that it was like Florence who didn't want me. And it was like a whole thing. And that's why Florence was like, wow, like hashtag girl boss, like get fucked.
Totally.
It's this movie is not going to be good.
I don't even know what it's about or anything.
No one does. Like, it's one of those trailers where you're like, what's the plot? And it's like, don't worry, darling, about the plot. it doesn't look very good, but this drama is really interesting. And what I think is like actually very interesting about it, if I'm putting on my Anne Helen hat, and I did text Anne Helen, and I was like, please write something about this. And she was like, I would, but I am going on vacation. And I was like, good for you. Is that I think what you're seeing is a real stark difference between Olivia Wilde being a millennial in the workplace and Florence Pugh being a Gen Z in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is that right. Olivia Wilde has like, just suck it up and like work with predators. I mean, I don't blame her. Like, we're all kind of in the same age cohort, right? So it's just like, boys will be boys. And if you want to get ahead, you have to do it by any means necessary. And whereas Florence Pugh is more like, I'm setting boundaries, I'm not working with somebody, like it could cost me this, it could cost me that, but this is where my sort of priorities are. Anti-girl boss,
right? I mean, which, you know, it's hard to let Olivia Wilde like off the hook for this kind of shit, because it's like,
no,
you know, it's like, you know, maybe like your thing is like, well, you just got to get ahead and do what you have to do. And sometimes you have to work with these people. Maybe that's what you want to do for yourself, but you can't put other people who work for you in that position, you know?
Right. Right. No, of course. And no, she's definitely not off the hook. It's just interesting watching the different tactics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because totally. This is a workplace. You know what I mean? Like, what, you know, famous and money and, well, you know, like Hollywood aside, this is just like a job. And it's interesting how everyone handled it. But no, definitely not like a pass, just more like,
just more context. Yeah.
More context. But also, I just feel like I know a lot of, I've worked for a lot of like Olivia Wilde types.
Totally.
And they all complain about the Florence Pugh types, right? It's like, just, oh my God, just like do your job. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
I know.
I'm paying you. Just do your job. Like, stop making so much noise. And I think you can kind of like see that reflected in like a lot of different workspaces. I mean, not BuzzFeed notwithstanding, right? Like, you, as two people who used to work there, it's like, you know, you can only put your head down and grind for so long before you pop up and like have questions.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So are you, if you have to say, if it's black and white, Sally, Harry Styles did or did not spit on Chris Pine?
Did.
What side? Okay. We are, that's two dids. Two dids in a pod.
You can,
two
you
dids on a pod.
Me.
We did it. We did it and he did it. I can't wait. By the next time we talk, there's going to be, the Queen is going to be like the news cycle. We're going to know more about the spit. The world is coming back to life after summer.
There's a lot happening.
Well, I'm excited for your road trip. I'm excited to hear what happens in the Facebook group. Please tag me so that I get all the notifications.
I will, absolutely.
And we'll link to all of these wonderful things that we talked about and all of our tips and tricks in the show notes, and we'll see you guys next week for another episode. Bye, Sally.
Bye, Caroline.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at caroline@gthanksjustbought.com or leave me a message at 424-245
@0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/G-Thanks and Friends.